Zealand defeated Team India by 113 runs in the second test match in Pune. With this, the Kiwis secured their first test series win on the Indian soil. Reflecting on this, Glenn Phillips said that it is indescribable by keeping in mind the tough challenge of beating India at home. For us to achieve this for the first time is indescribable, said Phillips after the match. It has been incredibly tough competing with the Indian boys on their home turf. We tried to learn, adapt, and play more positively in these conditions. Seeing it pay off like this feels amazing, he added. Glenn Phillips credited his Indian Premier League, IPL, exposure for acclimatizing to the Indian wicket, though he noted that getting used to the wickets requires more than the IPL exposure. It does get easier, he remarked, but you can never fully learn the conditions until you are actually here. The player who gained the limelight during the second test was undoubtedly Mitchell Santner. He claimed 2 5 wicket hauls in Pune, showcasing control and finesse on a dry, spin-friendly pitch, and Phillips praised Santner's bowling, stating, "At the end of the day, Mitch was bowling absolutely brilliantly. Our focus was to hold up the other end and let him do his thing." Meanwhile, India grappled with a disappointing series. They suffered a setback in Bengaluru after misreading the pitch and opting to bat first, only to face a fierce seam attack from Matt Henry and company on a surface favouring pacers. In the second test match, despite having a spin-friendly pitch, Ravichandran Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja failed to bring their top game out. Washington Sundar, who was added to the squad in the second match, showcased his potential by snapping 7 wickets on day 1. Glenn Phillips also commented on India's aggressive batting approach, lauding the intent shown by India's top order. "And the way Jaiswal came out smashing it everywhere was amazing," he noted. As for celebrations, Phillips mentioned they would be low-key yet cherished. "It'll be in the team room for us," he said, "and the guys are all pretty stoked." This victory not only highlights New Zealand's grit but also secures a place in Test cricket history, as they triumphed over 2 contrasting Indian conditions, a pace-friendly Bengaluru and a spin-friendly Pune, emerging victorious in both. In the match, New Zealand won the toss and elected to bat first, and half-centuries from Devon Conway, 76 in 141 balls, with 11 fours, and Rachin Ravindra, 65 in 105 balls, with 5 fours and a 6, put the Kiwis in a strong position at 197 thirds, with Ravichandran Ashwin, 340 firsts, making some inroads into their lineup. And following Conway's dismissal, Washington Sundar, 759, cleaned up the remaining wickets, restricting New Zealand to 259 all out. India aimed to surpass this modest total and gain a substantial lead. However, after skipper Rohit Sharma's dismissal for a duck, youngsters Shubman Gill, 30 in 72 balls, with 2 fours and a 6, and Yashasvi Jaiswal, 30 in 60 balls, with 4 boundaries, tried to establish a partnership. Their efforts were cut short, though, at 49 runs. Like in the first innings, Gill's dismissal paved the way for Mitchell Santner to dismantle the Indian lineup. Santner, 753rds, and Glenn Phillips, 226ths, orchestrated India's collapse, skittling them out for just 156 runs, and Ravindra Jadeja top scored with 38 off 46 balls, hitting 3 fours and 2 sixes. New Zealand took command in their second innings, with skipper Tom Latham scoring 86 off 133 balls, supported by Phillips, 48 off 82 balls, and Tom Blundell, 41 off 83 balls. These efforts extended their 103-run first innings lead to 358, before India wrapped up their innings at 255, thanks to disciplined bowling in the first session of Day 3. Sundar, 456, led India's bowling effort in the second innings, with Jadeja, 372nd, and Ashwin, 297th, also chipping in. Chasing 359, India got a solid start from opener Yashasvi Jaiswal, who built a valuable 62-run stand with Shubman Gill, 23 off 31 balls. However, after Jaiswal's dismissal for 77 off 65 balls, India failed to recover and was outplayed by New Zealand's spinners, finishing at 245 and conceding defeat by 113 runs. This marked India's first home series loss in 12 years. Santana, 6/104, was again the standout performer, taking 13 wickets in the match, with Phillips and Ajaz Patel providing support to end the test 2 days early, with NI inputs.